Get your day started with breakfast
on Leeds Student Radio.
You're listening to Thursday Breakfast with Sophie and Lou, and now we're joined in the studio by Polly. Hello.
Hello, good morning.
How are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
And great, a little bit worse for her. We had we had our first Beat Fast Social of the year last night, so that's Breakfast and the Beat, our two core shows, came together for a night of fun.
You could say that, yeah.
Extreme fun. So we're all hanging in there though. Very, very chirpy.
I'm amazed we're up. Amazed.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Polly, what do you have for us today? I'm quite excited about this.
Oh, I've got a brand new feature, which is not similar to anything you would have heard on the radio before. This is Remote Area Records.
Right, okay. So give us a rundown of what exactly is the concept behind Remote Area Records?
Well, the concept is you bring a celebrity or a past celebrity onto the show, almost, and... We're just going to get a celebrity on the show.
Yeah.
And we find five songs that we think they would have chosen if they were to come onto Remote Area Records.
Right, okay. So you're going to play the songs first and kind of make us guess, or you're going to tell us who it is today and then
I'm
going to
play the first song and ask you to guess. So this is Unchain My Heart by Ray Charles.
We're... just getting that up.
Yeah.
Unchain My Heart. Here it is.
Unchain my heart.
Unchain my heart.
Baby, let me be.
Unchain my heart.
Unchain my heart.
Unchain my heart.
'Cause you don't care about me.
Unchain my heart.
You got me sort of like a pillowcase. But you let my love go to waste. So unchain my heart, oh please set me free. Unchain my heart.
Unchain my heart.
Baby, let me go.
Unchain my heart.
Unchain my heart.
Unchain my heart.
'Cause you don't love me no more.
Unchain my heart.
Every time I call you on the phone, some fella tells me that you're not at home. So unchain my heart, oh please set me free. I'm under your spell.
Like a man in a trance.
But I know darn well that I don't stand a chance. So unchain my heart. Let me go my way.
Unchain my heart.
You worry me that day. Why lead me through a life of misery when you don't care about a beat for me? So unchain my heart, oh please, please set me free.
Your spell.
Like a man in a trance.
Wow,
you know darn well that I don't stand a chance. So unchain my heart.
Unchain my heart.
Let me go my way.
Unchain my heart.
You bury me night and day. Why lead me through a life of misery when you don't care about a beat for me? So unchain my heart, please, please set me free.
Please set me free.
Oh, won't you set me free?
Please set me free.
Oh, set me free.
Please set me free.
Wow, set me free.
You're listening to Leeds Student Radio. This is Thursday Breakfast with Polly, Sophie and Lou. Hello, hello.
Hello, good morning.
Polly's just been telling us about her feature. So that was our first one. That was Unchain My Heart.
See if you can guess who our celebrity is.
Oh, but with one song. With one song
with
alone.
With one song. Well, this week we're listening to Amy Winehouse's choice, If She Would Still Be Here in the Studio.
That's very, very interesting. I think this is, and the song choices that I can see you've lined up, really, really interesting.
Well, it's a little bit different from the morning. I chose Ray Charles' Unchain My Heart because... I think she was about 14, 15 when her brother played this in his bedroom. And she ran in and said, "What is this? I love this song." And he said, "Oh, it's Ray Charles." And she didn't listen to anything but Ray Charles for about 3 months.
Oh my gosh.
After hearing that song. So it joins in with the development of all the genres she used to listen to, soul and Motown, ska, and then more hip hop and pop later on.
That's genuinely really interesting. Yeah, so why have you picked Amy Winehouse, or what's the thought?
Well,
behind this?
I know that she never went on the radio with a similar show, and I thought that was such a shame because everyone sees the later Amy Winehouse when she struggled with drug addiction and her boyfriend Blake, and later husband. But also no one understood that she used to play the guitar and she used to spend time writing poems that would turn into songs. And I recently went to see her film Amy, and I loved it. The soundtrack was perfect.
Is
I never realised people kept so many voicemails and images about Amy Winehouse after all these years.
It is amazing, actually. I often think, how do these kind of posthumous films and stuff get made? Because
exactly.
it's almost twistedly as if they knew, like, how did you get this much content make your whole film? But really interesting. So our next song for your Amy Winehouse Remote Area Records.
Yes, it's a little bit it's one of my favorite songs, but the reason I chose it is because she did a beautiful cover of it with the band quite a while ago. So the next song is A Message to You, Rudy by The Specials.
Get your day started with breakfast
on Leeds Student Radio.
Hello, you are currently tuned in to Leeds Student Radio. It is 9:48 a.m. and you are listening to Lou and Polly and Sophie. That's me. And we are talking to Polly about her feature. And it's really interesting. I like the music. So tell me a little bit more about what's coming up.
Well, we've got some hip hop coming up and some pop from Mark Ronson, who worked very closely with Amy Winehouse throughout his life.
They were like Bezzy mates.
They were.
They?
I went to see him at Wildlife Festival
Did
earlier
you?
This year, and he finished his set with Valerie. And it was the most uplifting thing.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I was actually, when you said who you'd picked, I was kind of wondering if Valerie would be on that.
Yeah,
somewhere.
Well, I thought, even though everyone knows Valerie, I think this song's left out a little bit. It is a cover, but it's got such a perfect morning vibe to it. It had to be played.
So for this one, because we're running out of time a little bit, we're just going to play a short clip of it just to give you a flavour, and then hopefully we can play the extended versions of the other ones that we picked. So... Polly, what's your third remote area record for Amy Winehouse?
My third remote area record for Amy Winehouse is The Fugees with Ready or Not.
Ready or not, here I come. You can't hide. Gonna find you and take it slowly. Ready or not, here I come. You can't hide. Gonna find you and make you want me.
Now that I escape, sleep, walk, awake. Yeah. Those who correlate know the world ain't cake. Jail bars ain't golden gates. Those who fake, they break. When they meet their 400-pound mate, if I could rule the world, everyone would have a gun in the ghetto, of course, when you D up and on their horse. Kick around, drinking moonshine. I pour a sip on the concrete for the deceased, but no, don't weep. Why Clef's in a state of sleep, thinking about the robbery that I did last week. Money in the bag, banker look like a drag. I wanna play with pelicans from here to Baghdad. Gun blast, think fast, I think I'm hit. My girl pinched my hips to see if I still exist. I think not, I'll send a letter to my friends. A born again hooligan, only to be king again.
Ready or not, here I come. You can't hide. Gonna find you and take it slowly. Ready or not, here I come.
Search Leeds Student Radio on Facebook.
Welcome back to Leeds Student Radio. It is currently 10 to 10. You're with Sophie, Lou and Polly on the first Thursday breakfast of the year. How exciting. Are you happy to be here, girls?
I am. I'm extremely good.
I am so happy. It's actually really exciting. I don't care how hungover I am. This is the best way to wake up.
I think so. We hope we're sending the vibes to you wherever you are as well. So we're halfway through our feature with Polly, which is Remote Area Records.
Yeah.
And just one more time, it's not at all a rip-off of any other famous feature to do with picking songs for...
remote areas.
Exactly.
Well, we heard The Fugees with Ready or Not just then, and the reason why I chose it is because the man who produced it, Salaam Remy, worked with Amy Winehouse on Back to Black. And later on, he sort of became her bodyguard and her best friend when the paparazzi were just chasing her everywhere. And I thought that was a really nice, like, touching thing to have that. And he showed up. He was at her funeral and everything.
So. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Really interesting. So on to the next one. What's coming up now?
We've got a bit of Mark Ronson. And I thought I might choose a song that's not Valerie because everyone knows that so well. So this one, strangely enough, is titled Amy.
Oh, questions. How many of you are on Facebook?
Search
Leeds Student Radio on Facebook.
You're back on Thursday Breakfast with Sophie, Lou and Polly. We're discussing what would be Amy Winehouse's remote area records. I'm still loving the title. And so we've had three now. We've had three. And we have two to go. So the next one, out of all of them, this is the one that I know best. I think that's actually probably true for a lot of listeners.
Yeah, that's fair. Well, I thought if we're listening to Amy Winehouse, then we've got to play one of
her
tracks
at least
sometimes.
Yeah.
So I've picked a track from Back to Black, which was her most famous album.
What
the
an
best
album.
And it came out about 4 years before her death. And she died in July of 2011. But in the week after her death, Back to Black went back to number one. It beat Adele's new album. It beat Beyonce's new album.
I remember.
Frank went to number five as well. It was just the best moment, the best celebration of her life, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely. And I actually remember this song coming out. I remember I was in year six, and I remember walking around the playground with my friends, and we just sing it over and over. And it sounds mad, we'd literally just walk up and down and sing it. And it was just that thing of no. Like, you just do that all the time. All the time. It was very, very odd, but I really, really
love it. It's such a classic song.
It really is.
Well, this is Rehab by Amy Winehouse.
They tried to make me go to rehab, I said no, no, no. Yes, I've been black, but when I come back, no, no, no. I ain't got the time, and if my daddy thinks I'm fine, they tried to make me go to rehab.
Facebook.
Search
Leeds Student Radio on Facebook.
Welcome back to Thursday Breakfast. That was the news with Becky that you just heard. And that was Ella Eyre. Ella Eyre is not related to the Amy Winehouse River Area Records. I think I should make that explicit. That's not a thing. Maybe they're related in some tenuous link, but I can't think of one right now.
I can't think of a tenuous link.
So Polly has one song left on
that
her discussion.
That may be a tenuous link, but
I don't think so. I don't think so at all. I think it's in the titles. It's all good. So talk us through your thinking. What's the last song?
Well, with this feature, I always wanted to pick a new and upcoming band that I think relates some way to the artist, even if it's through a lyric or a song title or perhaps like a relationship to the artist.
Yeah.
So this week I chose a band called High Tide.
Okay.
Which I saw in Brighton. I think I saw them perform in Brighton. They were supporting Peace. And they were actually better than Peace on that night. I think I preferred...
Controversial.
And that's saying something.
Controversial. So yeah. How long have they been around, do you know?
I'm not sure.
They're recent, so they're
They've got a new single out now, I think, or there's one that's just come out.
Okay, cool. So what song of theirs have you picked and why?
I have picked their song Talk to Frank because it related to Amy Winehouse's first album, titled Frank, and also her addiction to drugs later on in life.
Yeah.
With the slogan for Talk to Frank and everything, but many of the lyrics don't relate, but I thought it's a
I don't think it's a tenuous link at all. I think Talk to Frank is probably one of the more overt
and obvious
links. And
this is my favourite morning song as well. I love this morning song.
Amazing. Okay, so this is perfect. Hopefully we'll be keeping the morning vibes going with this one. This is Lee Shin Radio, and Polly's last remote area record for The Life of Amy Winehouse is Talk to Frank, High Tide.
Your eyes are crystal clear, I can hold them in my hand. I can see you understand where I'm coming from. You move so perfectly, distract me from TV. I wanna make us three understand where I'm coming from. Together, right here.